Game two of a doubleheader between the Twins and Indians. Cleveland won the first game. Aaron Slager's on the hill for Minnesota, making his big league debut. Fourth inning, 1-0 Twins. Jay Bruce at the dish.
Slager's is into the wind. Here's his pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball. Deep right field, way back. Home run, Jay Bruce. His first with the Tribe ties this game at one. Slager's into the wind. Here's his pitch. And it's swung on, tapped slowly off to the first base side of the mound. Dozier charges, flips to the bag in time for the out. What a play by Dozier.
Delivers and the pitch swung on. Bang by Maurer down the right field line. Cut off in front of the track. Kepler falls down the wall, gets by him, goes to the wall. Hitting third and coming home is Encarnacion. Game is tied as Santona goes into third. How about that? The pitch. Swung on and blasted, and he's just untied it. No doubt about a homer to right. All over the concourse area, way beyond the seating section. So Max Kepler, probably still mad about the feet going out from under him, hits his 15th home run of the year. And it's 3-2, Minnesota here in the seventh inning. Swing and a miss, ball game's over. And the Twins finally beat the Cleveland Indians at Target Field. The final tonight, it was Minnesota 4, Cleveland 2.
Minnesota earns a split of the twin bill, taking game two, 4-2. The Indians' six-game winning streak is snapped. Aaron Slager pitches well in his big league debut. He gets a no decision, allowing two runs and 6 1/3 frames. The Indians' six-game winning streak is snapped. Manager Terry Francona spoke after.
You know, I mean, you see the obvious height, and he kind of leveraged the ball downhill, and he dotted a lot of fastballs. I mean, he pitched with a lot more maturity than you would think maybe a kid making his first start. Just located his fastball, and it wasn't straight, had some cut and run to it, and they'd mix in a little change-up breaking ball. But, you know, I think I give him credit. I mean, I think we were dragging a little bit, but give the kid credit. He pounded his own like the scouting report said, and he did a good job. You know, it's stuff is good. You know, it's just the whole game, not just Clev, both Merritt. There was so much traffic. You got to think at some point, you know, they're going to score a couple runs, and they did. You know, we're dodging, seemed like from the very first inning, dodging some bullets.
Was this a challenging day pitching step-wise, just given how, you know, Kress goes along at the start?
Yeah, but we kind of, I mean, we had talked to Trev. We'd walk through with Clev exactly what we wanted to say. Everybody kind of knew. Trev was throwing his side late and with the idea that he could come in the game. So, again, the second game didn't work out, but we didn't overuse anybody, and now we're in good shape moving forward.
So this shouldn't disrupt the rotation at all?
No, that's why we did it the way we did it.
Say about them, they were kind of open to that idea?
Always. Actually, Trevor came to us before we were going to go talk to him, but it doesn't surprise me. That's part of what makes this group fun. They're willing and most of the time able.
Up next, the Indians travel to face the Royals on Friday. Corey Kluber on the hill.